News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
This is very much all over the newspapers this morning, Shane, with people commenting on an issue that had Michael D. Higgins just gone to it, nobody would have paid much attention to it. However, he did take a stand. It was within his prerogative not to attend. He's not attending. And the question I'm asking this morning is that has Michael D. Higgins been the one to make this the political statement that he says it is?
Which is kind of deeply ironic. I mean, he's finally broken the silence in this, Jonathan. I wasn't particularly convinced by his explanation. Look, this is awkward. This is awkward for all of us. Like, many of us in Ireland are not particularly happy about partition. We're not particularly happy about what happened 100 years ago. It was 100 years ago, though. And his argument that the title of the event... Now, the title of the event was to mark the centenaries of the partition of Ireland and the formation of Northern Ireland. Michael T. Higgins says that was that title was political. To me, that's just explaining what happened 100 years ago, for better or for worse.
Shane, it's even more basic than that. If you read the full title, okay, it would be a Christian commitment to peace, healing and reconciliation underpins service of reflection and hope to mark the partition of Ireland. There's a lot of words, goals, before partition,
yeah,
and including commitment to peace, healing and reconciliation, which is at the bedrock of the peace process.
His point as well that he's referred to as the President of the Republic of Ireland, whereas he says, I'm the President of Ireland. That comes across as a little bit precious. For starters, the 1948 Republic of Ireland Act declares that the description of the state should be the Republic of Ireland, but also... the reality is unionists who would say they live in Ireland as well, albeit Northern Ireland, but they use Ireland to describe the island, they don't regard him as their president. So I don't think there's a big issue about him being described as the President of the Republic of Ireland. Look, the question is, and we spoke about this the last hour, Jonathan, as well, would his predecessors, Mary Robinson, Mary McAleese, have gone to this event? Now, we don't know and we'll never know, I suspect, but my guess is that they would have gone. And I think Michael D. Higgins should have gone.
Agree. I mean, the question remains, has this become a bigger issue by the president not going than it would have been had he simply gone alongside Queen Elizabeth, two heads of state standing at an event? All right, one that marks partition, but at the same time, there are many people in Northern Ireland who are celebrating that partition, whether people in the South like it or not. It's a question about what is the right thing to do and whether the president has made a misstep here, and a very public one at that.
53106, let us know, was Michael D. Higgins wrong not to attend the event, or was he right to stay at home? 53106 for 30 cent, or tweet us at NT Breakfast. Let's stay with this story now, because we are joined by Ir Taoiseach, John Bruton. Ir Taoiseach, was Michael D. Higgins wrong not to attend this event? Is he wrong not to attend this event?
I think he is wrong not to attend, and I think there is time for him to change his mind. It obviously requires great strength of character to change one's mind, but I think he should do so. The position is, as you explained, that this is not celebrating partition. It is simply recognising a fact. And it is important to recognise that fact, the fact that Northern Ireland exists and is legitimate, was recognised by the Irish people when they voted in the referendum on the Good Friday Agreement, because the Good Friday Agreement accepts that it is the present wish of the people of Northern Ireland that they remain in the United Kingdom until that view is changed. So in going to this event and recognising that Northern Ireland existed for the last 100 years, the president would simply be recognising something that the Irish people have recognised when they voted in favour of the Good Friday Agreement. Now, there's one other aspect of this that is concerning to me. The president was invited as president. He wasn't invited as a private individual. It wasn't Michael D. Higgins, former sociologist, that was being invited. It was the President of Ireland. the representative of the state who was being invited. And in going to this, he would have been performing his functions as President of Ireland. Now, the Irish Constitution is very, very clear. It says under Article 13.9 and Article 13.11 that the powers and functions shall be of the President shall be exercised only on the advice of the government. Now, it would appear that the President did not seek the advice of the government on this matter. And if so, if he didn't seek the advice and follow the advice of the government, he was not abiding by the provisions of the Constitution.
Right, that's a pretty serious charge to say that the President of this country, who is, after all, the guardian of the Constitution, was acting outside the parameters of the Constitution.
Well, Article 13.9 says the powers and functions of the President shall be exercisable, and I quote, only on the advice of the government. Now, when he got that invitation, it would appear to me he ought to have sought the advice of the government. And if he didn't do so, and the government have said they didn't offer him any advice on this, then I would have thought that he should have sought their advice and should have acted on their advice.
If you had been, when you were a Taoiseach, if this had arisen at the time when you were a Taoiseach and a President had come to you and asked for their advice, presumably you would have said, I think you should go.
The question is, we don't know, did he?
The word from government seems to be that they were not consulted on this.
Well, then the President was not fulfilling his obligations, I think, under Article 13 of the Constitution. Because he attending an event like this, it is a matter that is part of his function to either decide to accept and go to an event like this or not. That's part of his function as President. He wasn't being invited, as I say, as a private individual. So to make a decision of this nature without taking the advice of the government wouldn't conform, to my mind, with Article 13 of the Constitution.
And where do we go from here if that's the case? Are you suggesting his position is untenable?
I'm simply setting out what I understand to be the literal meaning of the Constitution. It is for others to draw whatever conclusions they wish to draw from this.
Can I ask you, Taoiseach, about his explanations for not going? He said the title of the event was inappropriate. It was political. He also said he was referred to as the President of the Republic of Ireland. I am the President of Ireland. Are you convinced at all by either of those explanations?
No. No, they don't provide an explanation. I mean, this was one of the most important invitations he would have received as President. It wasn't, an invitation to the opening of a credit union in County Kerry. This was an invitation to attend an event which deals with a very difficult issue upon which policy is made by the government. I mean, we can't have two policies on Northern Ireland, one being made by the government in Merrion Street and another being made in the Phoenix Park. There can only be one policy of the state in regard to how to deal with the problems of Northern Ireland, reach out to the unionist community, which we need to do both over the Northern Ireland Protocol and also over the future of our country. We need to build close and familiar relationships with the community, both communities in Northern Ireland and all the people of Northern Ireland. And this was an opportunity to do this. And unfortunately, I think, given that he's head of state and the head of state of our nearest neighbour was also to attend this event, the only person that could represent this state at this was the President. And he's the President. Okay. So I don't think somebody else can go because they would not be on the same level as the head of state of our neighbour.
Okay.
So that's why I think he must reconsider.
Specifically said he will not reconsider, and he said it's too late for him to reconsider.
It's not too late. That's pride. That's just pride. And the reality is that this event is not taking place until October. And all those issues about what it's called and all that could be the subject of negotiation and would have been the subject of negotiation, I would no doubt, if there was a problem with them.
Okay.
If he had sought the advice of the government, which would have the means of resolving any such difficulties. but that appears not to have happened.
Yeah, I'm just reading here. The government offered no advice to President Michael Lee Higgins on whether or not he should attend a centenary church commemoration. Just very finally, on that day of the event, Michael Lee Higgins will be hosting the Statistical and Social Inquiry Association of Ireland at the Oris. Is this a snub, do you think, to those who organised the event and even to Queen Elizabeth?
Well, I prefer not to characterise it. I think the gravity of the matter lies in the fact that it would appear that the President didn't follow the literal words of our Constitution. That's what's important. I'm not going to use any other adjectives.
Okay. Éire Taoiseach, John Bruton, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.